after.
Call to order the Tuesday, September 7th Finance Committee meeting. The first order of action is to approve the minutes from the August 2nd, 2021 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Is there anyone here from the public that would like to make any public comment that they would like to make? Looks like all workers out there. Okay, we will move on to the Employee Years of Service Recognition. Marcy?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
Jay Waller, if you'd come up. So this morning, I'm really pleased to recognize Jay Waller, our IT manager, for 5 years of dedicated service to the town of Mount Pleasant. Jay began with the town September 26, 2016. And the reason that that's so important is because within 2 weeks, he was sleeping in Town Hall. No lie. Hurricane Matthew came through, and fortunately, Jay was on staff, and he was able to make sure during the middle of the night, I can remember him with his headlight and the generator went out. And so he's working with public services, trying to get a new generator in, get it up and running. Because what we didn't realize as much then is that even though the police were in a different building, their network came through our building, which didn't have the generator. So luckily, Jay was there. He kept us running. I'm like, please stay with us 2 weeks in and you're sleeping here with your sleeping bag. Since that time, Jay has helped to redesign the town's network to our current town hall, and he works hard to keep our network safe and to move us forward with our technology. So thank you, Jay, for not letting Matthew send you running and for all the work you do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jay, and congratulations. The next item is a discussion of business license ordinance. Marcy?
Yes, sir. So last month, we had the first reading of the town's new business license tax ordinance, which will bring us into conformance with the state's Business License Standardization Act. Included in that ordinance is the proposed 2022 tax rate schedule. The schedule ensures that the town is in conformance with the transition component of the state's legislation. That also reflects IRS data through 2017. Now, changing to the new schedule does impact some of our businesses as their classes may have changed. And as you can see, 34% of the businesses may have either gone up or down, with the majority staying in their same class rate. Again, this is all predicated on the state or legislation. So here's our proposed rate that was included. As you'll know, that Class 8 is now split, if you will, into Class 8 and Class 9. Class 8 are ones that are in there due to regulatory requirements. Class 9 are other individually determined. Some are proposed in the schedule, and some we've asked to do. Now, to keep the transition cost neutral, to 2020, so not to mean that a business won't pay more, but that based on the transition, we had to keep our schedule and our amounts to 2020. We lowered across the board the income over 2,000. That way, everyone got a little benefit from the reduction, and that kept us, for our comparison purposes, revenue neutral. So included in Class 9, different from the prior Class 8, if you will, are these four next codes. And these are businesses that we believe have an enhanced or disproportionate demand on town fire department service calls. However, we're not proposing to change it. We continue to track and monitor it, but we would like it to be there so that at some point when we are looking at our scales again, we can show you data that may lend itself to increasing it or not. The other piece also in the ordinance that was presented that had first reading are these computer companies. Now, these were in Class 8, and we are just transitioning them at the same rate to Class 9. Again, it's something that in the future we could do, but for now, especially with the revenue neutral, it made sense to keep them and to show them this way. The last pieces that are included are the 30-day payment grace period for businesses to make it, and businesses leasing commercial property to themselves do not have to count that revenue. All of the other pieces, the appeals piece, all the other changes are incorporated. Now, since first reading, I've not had any questions, but if you do have any, I'm ready, and it's ready for a second reading at Town Council on Tuesday.
Okay, thank you for that explanation, Marcy. And as Marcy said, we have had first reading, so it would be incumbent upon us to bring out anything that may become an issue at the council meeting so that we can maybe move this forward. Are there any questions? Ms. Landing?
I think my main question, Ms. Kotov, is it looks like really there isn't any change, maybe because there weren't any questions, you didn't have to make any amendments or adjustments based on what we discussed before?
Yes, ma'am. Once we incorporated what the Finance Committee had, we have no questions yet.
Okay.
To date.
I think the biggest thing is to have such an adjustment and a change, but keep things revenue neutral right now. It's required anyway, but it also makes it a lot easier to explain to the public. We're just going to this standardized version that is required. We'll make it a whole lot easier to not cause any problems.
Right. Any other questions, Mr. Rambo? Mr. Santos?
No. I'm good.
Okay, so I think it would be a good idea, unless you think differently, that we take a vote of this committee of approval of this so that when the full council gets it Tuesday night, they'll know that we had an opportunity to ask questions. So is there a motion to move this forward to full council?
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Hopefully we'll be okay Tuesday. Thank you for that. That's good. I'm glad we were able to address that here. The next item is the consideration and possible action for a fiscal year 2021 budget transfer for the possible purchase of property.
Yes, sir. So a couple things are leading into this. One is that our American Rescue Plan Act revenue that we're looking to potentially use has not all been received. The other is that the ARPA money, if you will, does have certain caveats and criteria that has to meet the federal legislation. So what I'm requesting is that in 2021, that just ended June, and we did check with the auditors to make sure everything was okay, that we go and make a budget transfer. And what we would do is we would transfer out of the general fund into an account that would transfer over to the capital fund $3 million. That would give us sufficient revenue cash to make any purchase that the town council may want to do. Also, in addition to that, within the capital fund, what we're proposing is that we establish a purchase of property account that would have sufficient monies that if you decide to purchase, you would have available cash, but also that what we would do is take money existing in three road projects and move it to that account. That gives you the ability to kind of do with the American Rescue Plan Act without making sure that in the future you meet those requirements. Some of it is that you maintain an asset at least through 2024. Those three road projects are clearly by federal legislation and the interim report that came out allowable. In fact, they actually specify they love pay-go road infrastructure projects. So these transfers would all position you to be able to purchase property if you want it with cash, not have any criteria that may come into play later on with that, and identify from the town the use of ARPA money for infrastructure road projects.
So there is a fund called the Transfer to Capital Fund. It's a in and out fund?
It's an account that
transfer
sends it over.
Comes in and it's sent back to the there are not money can be transferred out to make purchases or whatever you do, whatever we do with that later. But I was doing really well until you put the road projects in there, and then I got a little bit confused because
right.
I think for me that it seems that the more you add these things to it, the harder it is to maybe. I don't know, maybe it's just me. But transferring money in for the purchase and then after the purchase, reimbursing yourself back. I get. I guess I'm just, I don't have a problem with this, but you know, it'll be looked at the end of the year. I just, it's the road things that confuse it a little bit for me. Any other comments?
Well, I think, so you're basically, you're looking at what's allowed under the ARPA rules, and you're looking at what needs to be maintained ongoing. And then you're figuring out that by having this transfer to capital account where we put both the ARPA money that we intend to use for the land, but also other money that will stay there, so that this is a fund that we can use ongoing for other capital projects, it sounds like.
So this account is the go-between the capital fund and the general fund.
Right.
So this sends some cash over there. So coupled with that cash is half of our ARPA money that we've received.
Mm-hmm.
And we can clearly, easily not confuse the road projects and have it in an account and purchase property. However, the use of that property may or may not conform with ARPA. My concern is that we
right.
do that, and then and it comes back and they say, no, you couldn't use it for this, this, and you did. So we have already sent over to the capital fund other general fund cash for some road projects. So if I use the ARPA money for those road projects, it frees up cash plus the $3 million that we would transfer over, and we put it in an account that may or may not be used for that. So when, at the end of the day, when I'm asked, how did you use your ARPA money? I used it for 3 road projects, clearly allowed, and it gives you the most flexible use of the money that it freed up, also general fund money. So you would have a bunch of general fund money sitting ready for purchase of property. I shouldn't have emphasized a bunch, but.
No,
yeah.
It's good. It's good. And again, it's mainly me. I mean, I think it's fine to do that because I'm assuming that at the end of the budget year, everything, you know, you will explain back to council what is intended to go in and come out of that fund as a part of the budget. So it's not like it's this fund that just sits out there and we dump money in and dump it out all the time. Budget year to budget year, we'll just make sure that there's an accounting of what was done in there. I don't see any problem with this at all, really. I thought the explanation was good. And honestly, it gives you more flexibility at the end of the day.
Yes.
Because you've got to make this happen. And you can't wait for the next council meeting, you know, for us all to get together to have an approval of something you're just going to read and we're just going to say yes to. So I get that. And I'm comfortable with it myself. Any other questions or?
I have one more comment.
Yes, sure.
Another thing is we know that ARPA money is going to, hopefully if it comes in the way it was supposed to, based on the second number, there will be money left over versus the purchase. So then that money could be applied to roads. It could be applied to drainage. It could be applied to any number of things, correct?
Right.
The other thing is this transfer to capital account, I understand why you're doing it this way at this time. Again, in the beginning, ARPA was intended, I mean, it's a relief act based on what was lost due to businesses shutting down and COVID. And when you start talking about something that's being purchased for the purpose of spurring economic development, and we're even taking the next step in our next meeting, we're going to discuss the consultant that's being hired or has been hired. It just seems like it's interesting because this is not supposed to be the infrastructure plan, and yet it kind of looks like that's what they're turning it into, which I find interesting. That's more of a comment than a question, or maybe it is a question. Do you think that's true? Or?
So there's 4 avenues that you can spend the ARPA money, as we've talked about, and the one is the revenue reduction. We did qualify for all the money that's coming in under that. So while it gives the most flexibility, it still does have criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Other use, there's one that talks about economic stimulus, which when I looked at its guidelines, it didn't quite meet what we potentially may do. So we are using underneath the revenue loss this piece, but it does exclude general economic development
mm-hmm.
under that. So that's why we're trying to conform clearly and then still allow the town council to make the decisions that they want.
Okay. Do you need a motion?
We do.
Okay. Well, I make a motion that we use the 2021 budget adjustment to transfer the $3 million to the capital fund account to establish an account for the potential purchase of property.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 No.
And we have one no. Okay. So item 7 is adjournment. Thank you very much.